This is Peter Francis, President of Clinical Laboratory Sales Training, and this paper is entitled Differentiate or Die. This was published in the September 2009 issue of Medical Laboratory Observer. This is an era of killer competition in the laboratory business. Specialty pathology labs clamor for their piece of the lab territory. Genomic labs stake their claim by offering esoteric testing for applications related to hematology, oncology, GI, OBGYN, endocrinology, and infectious diseases, among others. Hospital lab outreach programs as well attempt to pull a territorial coup. All these lab types spend much of their time trying to out-differentiate the others. No wonder the marketing function of a lab remains so important. Some labs try to imitate their giant competitors, appearing as just another all-things-to-all-people lab. Their sales reps may be lured into a reactive strategy. Yes, we can do that. And yes, we can do that test too, when they are grilled by an office manager or a doctor about matching the current services of one of their competitors. Instead, the sales rep should reposition the competition. The astute marketer talks about not only the services that his or her lab provides, but also how their lab performs those services. Ms. Office Manager, allow me to explain how my lab performs in ways that my competitors don't or can't. The more the sales rep understands how his or her lab positions itself in the minds of the decision makers, the more likely they can develop an effective strategy. First impressions. One person, with possible input from other influencers, makes the final decision to use a primary lab. This individual considers a variety of benefits that may affect him personally, his practice, and/or the patients. Benefits can range from emotional, political, contractual, or strategic, all the way to operational and/or financial. The challenge for competing lab reps is to try to alter the incumbent lab's position within the mind of the decision maker. Does your marketer make an aggressive bull rush, telling anyone and everyone who will listen about their terrific lab service? A successful marketing person becomes so by initially lowering the sales barrier. In a first encounter situation, the master class sales rep succeeds by saying something like, "To see if my lab can potentially meet your needs, I want to find out about your practice and what lab service you require. I want to know how you perceive your primary lab. What attributes do you believe that lab has, and how do those qualities dovetail with your practice? What kind of issues do you currently confront? Possibly I can uncover any unrecognized problems and then offer some unanticipated solutions. This is the value I bring to my clients. Value that sets me apart from my competition. From our initial discussion, we can develop a starting point for future encounters." Develop a strategy. Just how does a marketer set out on this campaign? Your lab survival means creating a marketing crusade against your main competitors in mind. To survive in the lab marketplace means understanding your competitors as if you worked for them. To survive means not only recognizing the competitor perception within your prospect's head, but also within your geographic market. Exploit the decision maker's impressions, because marketers battle over someone's perceptions. Creating a competitive strategy translates into being different. However, the essence of strategy equates to activities, either choosing to perform the same activities differently than the competitors, or to perform different activities than the competition. A good example of the former may involve answering incoming calls. Many labs have an auto attendant through which the caller has to select from a menu, for example, client services, courier, supplies, etc. But how novel it would be to have a live person answer the phone. If this seems like a trivial point, positive comments abound from clients when they describe the calling experience, especially in an area when auto attendants rule. An example of performing different activities might be the way the lab addresses client problems. Some labs congregate their managers and supervisors for a daily or weekly meeting to discuss documented client issues. the leader of the meeting ensures the proper resolution has occurred or will take place. Other labs may leave it up to the field rep and/or internal person to resolve any problems, a tactic that sometimes gives way to the falling through the cracks scenario. The optimal service recovery activity gives laser-like focus to the problem and attempts to ameliorate similar situations in the future. Rely on your lab's strengths. As David Packard of Hewlett-Packard once said, quote, "Marketing is too important to leave to the marketing people," end quote. Marketing the distinct strengths of a lab should become the central selling activity. Upper management personnel frequently assume their marketer has this differentiation strategy worked out, so they throw them out into the arena saying, "Go increase our lab revenues. Just convince the doctors to use us." When asked what makes their lab different, sales reps may say things such as, "Oh, we have better service," or "We have fast turnaround time." Employing generic low-wattage feature statements constitutes an anemic differentiation approach. Most prospects state emphatically that they're satisfied with their current lab service, and most of the time, they are. Nothing your sales rep describes seems different enough to make the client even the least bit interested in switching laboratories. In actuality, top lab management should be in charge of generating, communicating, and maintaining a differentiation story. If management personnel do not believe they are qualified or don't have the time to devise a differentiation strategy, then the laboratory should enlist an industry expert for help. Creating a brand, a unique selling proposition, and a list of basic differences is the primary concern of this expert. Prospective clients may feel that they're content with their lab service. However, one or more basic differences may mean a great deal to the decision maker. The marketer not only needs training in proper strategy and tactics, but also in the art of differentiating, the art of looking behind the doors, under the rugs, and in the nooks and crannies of the laboratory. The rep may find some areas of differentiation in connectivity, courier logistics, data entry, educational support, heritage, normal values, patient service center locations and hours of operation, professional staffing, report format, specimen tracking or storage, supplies, and test methods. Clearly, the marketer plays a vital role in distinguishing and positioning the lab. Not only should the representative live by the mantra, "differentiate or die," they also need to be artful in uncovering the prospect's perception of both the incumbent lab as well as the proposing laboratory. This is Peter Francis, President of Clinical Laboratory Sales Training, and I hope you have gained some insightful information from this article called "Differentiate or Die." You can find additional information about my company on www.clinlabsales.com.